time of the week again. It's time for Wireless Wednesday with Rick Lindberg, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. You can find Rick just about anywhere when it comes to sports technology, national level, local level, whether it's Examiner.com, CBS Atlanta, also a featured writer for Everything Georgia. Follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Also, everything we talk about over the course of the next 10-plus minutes, you can check out on Rick's website. He'll have links to everything we discuss at ricklimpert.info. What's happened to Rick?
Hey, Mitch, yeah, just I was in Macon, of course, for those 9 days, so it's good to be home and trying to get caught up.
And you brought the inclement weather back with you here to the Atlanta area, I see.
Yeah, it was. We lost 3 days of tennis down there. We had to go to Athens to the UGA Tennis Center to play the finals of the tournament. It was a great tournament, but just the weather played havoc with us that week. So it happens once in a while.
Well, we're at that time of year. Holiday shopping season, Rick, is upon us, and we're going to take a look at some of the hot topics and some of the hot tech news of the week. And we'll start with Activision Blizzard buying Candy Crush maker King for nearly $6 billion. The only thing I want to know is this. Does this mean that now I will stop getting Candy Crush requests on Facebook?
Yeah, and we'll stop getting people posting when they get past different levels in Candy Crush. I don't think that's going to happen. But when a video game manufacturer makes the lead story on CNN for a lot of today, that's pretty big news. And when a video game company buys another one for $5.9 billion, that just shows that the video game industry in this country is huge, and it is bigger than the Hollywood motion picture industry, and a lot of people don't realize that.
You know, when I see TV commercials, TV ads for video games, I mean, and quite honestly, Rick, some rather violent ones, it's a little bit disturbing to me, but I also sit back and realize, look, they've got the money to pay for this stuff. Just like we see with FanDuel and DraftKings, these people have money. It's a gigantic business. And the fact that they make more money than the Hollywood film industry does, I think speaks volumes.
Yeah, and it's nothing new. And you're right. They can position themselves any way they want to, whether we agree with the type of games they're selling or not. But it's nothing new. I mean, we've been playing video games since I had an old Commodore computer and an Atari system. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the games, they were shoot 'em up games, but they weren't as realistic and violent as we have today. But, that's how times change.
And not only that, it's the way they portray the videos. They look like a movie trailer. At first, you may get mistaken and think it's a movie, and then turns out it's a video game.
Yeah, the graphics are incredible. The control you have over the people in the game is incredible. That's why it's such a big industry.
Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Time for Wireless Wednesday with our friend Rick Lindberg. Let's get back to something that's a little bit more in the mainstream, and that would be telephones, Rick. I was shocked when I saw this little tidbit that you sent to me, that Samsung sells more phones than Apple. How is that possible?
Yes, Apple gets all the press, but really Samsung and their Android phones, they dominate the worldwide market. They sell more than the number two and number three players combined. That would be Apple and Huawei, which is a Chinese company. Samsung doesn't mark up the phones as much as Apple does, so maybe their profits aren't as big, but they're making it up in volume, no doubt.
I mean, is there a reason for this? I mean, are they just able to make them cheaper, or, point of distribution? What exactly is it that Samsung is doing successfully, by the way, even though, as you said, if they're not making as much money on profits, just to be able to sell more telephones? Because all I ever see are Apple ads. All I ever see are iPhone ads.
Yeah, I think they're gaming the system a little bit, because while Apple has, two types of iPhones out, Samsung at any given time has 5 to 7 different phones out that are kind of in their first run. So when you combine all the Samsung phones up versus just the iPhone or the iPhone Plus, that's kind of why Samsung's dominating the market. There's just more choice, and they're huge around the world.
Mitch Evans Experience with you on a Wireless Wednesday with Rick Lindberg. Holiday shopping season is here. We may want to deny it, but it's here. It's been here. Well, actually, it's been here since Rick perpetrated us the Christmas shopping season before we ever even reached Halloween, but we've already covered that. But some of the hot topics, some of the hot tech news of the week. Another item that came out, Rick, regards Hewlett-Packard, and it's now two companies?
Yeah, for stock trading purposes and for manufacturing purposes. Hopefully this is good for customers. I wouldn't say Hewlett-Packard took a dip in their product quality and customer service over the years. I think they've been a pretty steady company. But now they're going to break up their business into two components. You're going to have the laptops on one end, you're going to have the printers and the other innovation products on the other end. So I think they're looking at customers and making the best products possible. That's why they're kind of splitting up and won't be as big a company, one big company. It'll be two smaller ones.
The next item may not exactly be in the public consciousness, but it's rather interesting. I guess when we're not shooting rockets and putting astronauts into the heavens, NASA's got some extra things to do. Apparently they're taking a look at the Antarctic ice, and maybe we've got some good news.
Well, for the global warming crowd, maybe this is going to temper them a little bit. But yeah, I get asked all the time, Mitch, what is NASA doing that we're really not launching things into space anymore? We still have those satellites and everything in space that they're kind of monitoring. And they must be using some of these satellites for monitoring the size of glaciers, because they're noticing that the glaciers are getting bigger in the Antarctic and the frozen southern hemispheres. I don't know how they're studying this. I don't know how they weigh them. They come up with what they're weighing each year, and there's a big increase. So glaciers are growing.
Wow, that's shocking, because all we've ever heard about is how we've seen, the residual melting of ice caps, the polar ice caps, and here we've got a little bit different news, but it's according to NASA, who's trying to find things to do while we sit around and don't put anybody up into space. So, Rick Lippert, Wireless Wednesday here on the Experience, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Another bit of news from the tech world, back to something that we're more interested, well, I don't want to say interested, but certainly more used to when we talk about phones, is T-Mobile is now giving customers a free cell tower for each customer. How is this even possible?
I knew you would like this one, Mitch, because how many times have we sat around and complained about the cell service we're getting in our own homes or in our place of employment? And we're thinking, wouldn't it be great if we had our own cell tower right here? Well, T-Mobile's doing this now. They have an 8-inch little gadget that's kind of a booster for their 4G LTE network, and they're offering this to customers that maybe don't have a strong signal at their home. It costs a $25 non-refundable fee, so basically it's free. And you get 3,000-foot range for 4G boosting in your home. So T-Mobile is trying to give customers that are complaining about their service a reason not to.
So it's a mini tower. It's called the Cell Spot. And is there a particular place that you're supposed to put this thing?
Well, you got to I think you have to hook it up into, I don't know if it's in the Wi-Fi or something. I don't have one yet to try out, so I know that how these boosters work is you kind of plug it into your Wi-Fi and it uses some of the Wi-Fi power to boost your cell service. So, people smarter than me and you develop these things, Mitch, but supposedly it gives you better cell phone service, and there's nothing wrong with that.
All right, we'll wrap it up with this, where technology meets sports, but not just any old sport, a sport that I used to watch on Y World of Sports, curling.
Yeah, we watch this sport every 4 years when the Olympics come around, and we're just amazed by it. As aluminum bats are to baseball, evidently these new brooms are to curling. They you can kind of guide the stones better, and the new technology uses a fabric that improves the feel and touch for the sweepers in curling. So I don't know if this is going to cause a big scandal or not. I don't know if this is like similar to corking a bat. But there are new broom heads in curling, and people are on the watch for this.
All right, it's that time of the